to the Old Testament and to the book of Jeremiah. Ila Sifer Ermia Bilahd Ladim Bidna Nara Min Al-Ishah 30 Wa Al-Ishah 61. We want to read from the end of chapter 30 and the beginning of chapter 31. Jeremiah 30 and verse 23, Ermia 30 والعدد 23. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. At the same time, says the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy timbrels, and shalt go forth in the dances of those who make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. I'd like to focus with you on some thoughts that are mainly related to the statement that is found in verse 3. Let's read verse 3 again of chapter 31. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. At various times, the people in the Old Testament seem to somehow go to sleep, spiritually speaking, to forget so much that the Lord had done for them, so much in which the Lord had spoken unto them. And we are warned against such forgetting many times. Let's just look at a couple of verses, one of them in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9, Tetni Arba Tisa. Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them to thy sons and to thy sons' sons. Be careful that you do not forget these things. Do not allow them to depart from your heart. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 2. Moses called unto Israel and said unto them, You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, unto Pharaoh and unto all his servants, and unto all his land. The great trials which thine eyes have seen, the signs, and those miracles. Yet the Lord has not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not become old upon you, and your shoe has not become old upon your foot. These are the things that the Lord did unto them. and they needed to remember all his signs and wonders. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. We need to give the more earnest heed. إنه نسمع بتدقيق أكثر لألا هذه الأشياء تفوتنا. Lest at any time we should let them slip. Lest at any time we should drift away. We should drift away. Sometimes, if you're out on the water, you can be a certain distance from the land, بمسافة معينة من الشط. كون واحد عم يطلع بالبحر والغيوم والأمواج. You're looking around, seeing the water and the waves and the clouds. And you turn around, and all of a sudden, you are much farther from the land than you thought you were. ازدادت المسافة بيننا وبين الشط كتير أكثر من ما فكرنا لأنه ننجرف التيارات بتحملنا. وهيدي هي الصورة، هيدا هو الكلام الموجود بعبرانيين إصحاح 12 والعدد 1، لألا تفوتنا، لألا ننجرف ونبتعد. Lest we drift away. Lest we drift away. Here Jeremiah, it seems, is speaking to people who are experiencing a difficult time. We began our reading with chapter 30 and verse 23. It speaks of the whirlwind that the Lord sends. It speaks in verse 24 of his fierce anger. In chapter 31 and verse 2, it speaks of those who are left with, who are left of the sword. البقي الباقي من السيف. God will judge sin. God will judge wickedness. And this judgment, even if it is not directed towards his children, it is directed to many around them. Because God's children are part of this world we live in. And so there is a whirlwind, and there is a fierce anger, and there is a sword. There is judgment upon wickedness and upon iniquity. But there is this very important reminder. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. There are those who do not heed, who remain in their sin, and the justice of the Lord will have its way. But there are those who have heard his voice, who have come unto him in repentance and in faith, and who are now the children of his love. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Sometimes people say, where is God? And I don't see him. And you just imagine that he's there. He's a product of your wishful thinking. منو موجود الرب. هيدي قضية تمنيات من ناحيتكم. The Bible says that creation and conscience, الخليقة والضمير, witness powerfully and effectively, بيعطوا شهادة قوية وفعالة بالنسبة لوجود الرب. Romans chapter 1 and 2. Creation and conscience. But, in addition to creation and conscience, the Lord has appeared and the Lord has spoken. الرب طلع والرب تكلم. أرمية 31 والعدد 3. The Lord has appeared unto me of old. This should not be forgotten. This should not be forgotten because it is a great appearing, a marvelous appearing. We are speaking of Almighty God, Al-Ilah Al-Qadir, the God of glory, Ilah Al-Majd, the God of holiness, Ilah Al-Qadisi. Remember how Solomon said at the dedication of the temple, and Takris Al-Haykal, will God indeed dwell upon the earth, the heaven of the heavens. سماء السماء لا تحتوي الرب. The heaven of the heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built. فكم بالحري هالبيت اللي أنا بنيته. Psalm 8 and verses 3 and 4. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, السماوات عمل أصابعك, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? ماذا هو الإنسان حتى تفكر فيه, and the son of man that you visit him. Isaiah chapter 40 tells us he measures the waters in the hollow of his hand. بيحمل البحار في كفه. And he measures the heavens with the span of his hand. وبيقيس السماوات بشبره. The Bible says that all the earth with its mountains and valleys, all the earth with its nations and peoples are a drop in the bucket, نقطة بالدلو, and dust in the balance, غبار في الميزان. God is a God of glory. His appearance, therefore, is glorious, is marvelous. It is an appearance also that is very special, marvelous, wondrous, because righteousness and holiness have come unto us and appeared unto us when we are sinners. What does the Bible say? God commends his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, the Bible says in due time Christ died for the ungodly. A righteous God appearing unto sinful man. Remember that the angels shield their faces and cover their feet. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 2, the seraphim shield their faces and cover their feet before him. I have heard of you with the hearing of the ear, Job said. Now, what did Job say all the time? In his discussions with his friends, they tried to say to him, this that has come upon you is punishment for your sin. You have sinned in some specific way and the Lord is punishing you. And he was saying, no, this is not true. No, this is not right. Now, when the Lord appears and speaks, what does he say? Job 42 verses 5 and 6, I've heard of you with the hearing of the ear. Now mine eye sees you, and so I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. I repent in dust and ashes. I was just speaking of Isaiah chapter 6. What did Isaiah say? I am undone, halikt. Because I am a man of sinful lips, shakhs najis shafatain. What did Peter say? He said, after the great catch of fish, Luke chapter 5, بعد ما الرب عطاهن سمك لا غرق السفينة والسفينتين تقريبا. سؤال, اخرج من سفينتي يا رب لأني إنسان, لأني إنسان خاطئ. Because I am a sinful man. What did the centurion do? He sent friends to the Lord Jesus and told him, do not come. I am not worthy that you enter under my roof. أنا ما بستحق إنه أنت تدخل بيتي, إنه تكون تحت سقفي أنا وياك تحت نفس السقف, لكن قل كلمة. ويأتي الشفاء, just say a word and healing will come. It is a marvelous appearance. The Lord has appeared unto me of old. Because God is almighty. Because he is gracious unto us, full of grace in coming to us though we are sinful. He appears to us also, and this appearance is marvelous because it is personal in nature, zuhur shakhsi. The Lord has appeared of old unto us. That's not what it says. It says, the Lord has appeared unto me. The Lord has appeared unto me. God has spoken and sent a message to everyone. Yes, yes, to everyone, but to everyone personally. To everyone personally. To everyone personally. God has spoken unto me. The Bible says, of course, that he appeared and spoke in the Old Testament. Sometimes directly, many times through prophets. And then that all led to the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. That which we've seen, that which we've touched, that which our eyes have looked upon, John says in his first letter, a message for you, an appearance for you and for me. Remember how in John chapter 17, the Lord Jesus prayed for his disciples. And then what did he do? He prayed for all them who would afterwards believe on him through their witness. And therefore, if you are a believer, you can say, the Lord has prayed for me. The Lord appeared for me. Whatever was written in old times, the Bible says, is written for what? For our learning. Written for us. For our admonition. God's appearances, his revelations, his promises, his word. These are directed towards us. Each and every one. The Lord has appeared unto me of old. We believe that it was the Lord Jesus Christ who appeared in the Old Testament at various times. For instance, when he appeared to Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, when he appeared as a man who wrestled with Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, when he appeared to with the three young men, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what did King Nebuchadnezzar say? There is a fourth, and the form of the fourth, hayat al-rabah huwa ka ibn al-aliha. The form of the fourth is like that of a son of the gods. Sacrifices of the Old Testament spoke of him. Symbolically, رمزياً تكلمت عنه ذبائح العهد القديم, the ark of Noah, a picture of the Lord Jesus, the ladder of Jacob joining the earth and the heavens. In all these things, the Lord appeared unto his people. But most of all, he appeared in the person of Christ. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Is God with us. When he came to this earth, he appeared to you and to me. When the shepherds went and found him, we went with them. When the wise men came in from afar, after they saw the star, we came with them. He appeared to you and me when he was baptized. The heavens opened. The Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove. The voice of the Father was heard. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You might say I wasn't there. People who were there wrote about it. And we have read those words. And have good reason to think that they are reliable. He appeared unto us, unto you, unto me, when he taught the word, when he healed the sick, when he opened the eyes of the blind, when he made the lame to walk again, when he raised the dead, when he fed the 5,000, when he walked upon the water. He appeared to you and to me when he went to the cross of Calvary. He appeared to you and to me when he rose from the dead. The Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ, the declaration, the unveiling, Ru'ya al-Masih, which God gave to him, which God gave to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, has appeared to us. Not the same way as the Son. The Son took upon himself human form. But the Bible tells us that the wind blows where it wills. You hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it comes and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. You do not see the wind directly, neither do I, but we see its works. If I go, the Lord Jesus said, the Comforter will come. He will come to you. He will have a ministry in this world. He will reprove the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. It is the Spirit who quickens الروح. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. Father, Son, Spirit, at various times and in various ways have appeared unto us. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, bringing a message of love. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. More than once, Daniel is mentioned, referred to in the book which bears his name as a man greatly beloved. أيها الإنسان المحبوب. أيها الإنسان المحبوب. When we think about the love that exists between husband and wife, people consider rightly something special, something beautiful. We think of parents and children and the love that they have for one another. Something special and something beautiful. The love that exists between friends. Again, how much more the love of God for us. The Lord has appeared unto me of old, saying, I have loved thee in spite of our sin and sinfulness. Ezekiel chapter 16 tells us of the natural state of man. وضع الإنسان الطبيعي الطفل الملقى على الحقل بكراهة نفسه. The child cast upon the open field. We have never been in any way, nor will we be, worthy of God's love. The Bible tells us that when we were hateful and hating one another, مبغضين ومبغضين, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. لطف الله ومحبته وتجاه الإنسان ظهرت. No reasons in us. All the springs, as it says, are in Him. كل الينابيع هي فيه. مش أنا اللي عم بسحب. هو يلي عم يعطي. Not I drawing things from him, but rather they spring up from him, from his grace, from his mercy, from his goodness. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 7, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. رب ما وضع محبته عليكم لأنه كنت أكثر عددا من آخرين. For you were the fewest of all the people. Kuntu Azhar ash-Shu'ub. The Lord does not give you this good land. Rabbani Afikun Halard Salha for your righteousness, because you are a stiff-necked people. لِأَنَّكَ شَعَبْ صَلْبِ الرَّأْبِ. Alright? And of course that doesn't have to do with سَفْئِتْ هَوَى. صَلْبِ الرَّأْبِ رُوحِيًا. Alright? You are stiff-necked, spiritually speaking. And have things changed so much? Is it not true that as God's children, many times we can be weak and sinful. Many times we can be disobedient and rebellious, easily tempted, easily led astray. And so we lose God's love. No, we don't. We do not lose God's love. God knows all about us and still loves us. The Lord has appeared unto me of old, saying, I have loved you in spite of your sin, in spite of your weakness. He's not after anything that we have. Sometimes I quote unquote love someone, but what I really love is, oh, they have this very special necklace, let's say, I become very friendly with her because I'm looking for a chance to snatch that necklace from her neck, or something of the kind. Paul said to the leaders of the church of Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, I have coveted no man's gold or silver or apparel. لم أشتهي ذهب حدا أو فضة حدا أو ثياب حدا الثياب المرموقة. He said to the people of Corinth that now I'm coming to you a third time. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 14. And I don't want to be burdensome to you. I am not seeking what belongs to you. لست أطلب ما لكم لكن أطلبكم. I do not seek what is yours, I seek you. In Psalm 50, the Lord says, if I needed anything, I would not tell you, because the beast of the field is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. لو أنا محتاج شيء ما كنت مخبرك لأنه حيوان الوعر هو لي والبهائم على الجبال الألوف. And so the Lord does not need us. He does not dwell with temples made with hands as though he needs us. This is what Paul said in Athens, Acts chapter 17. He loves us, and he loves us continually with an everlasting love. Remember, Peter and the other disciples said the same thing. Though all men would leave you, yet I will never leave you. I am willing to go with you even to death. And we know what's fault. And so we know that our love can be weak and changing up and down, and sometimes way down compared to what it should be. It's the Lord Jesus who says, I will never leave you. It's the Lord Jesus who says, though all men would forsake you, I would never forsake you. Those are his lines. He's the one who says those things. I will go with you to death. In fact, I will go before you to die for you. An everlasting love. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end. What shall separate us, the Bible says, from the love of Christ? A permanent and unchanging and everlasting love. At the beginning of the chapter, it says, I will be the God of all the families of Israel. They will be my people. In verse 9, of the same chapter, at the end of the verse, I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. In verse 11, the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him who was stronger than he. It's an everlasting love. It didn't mushroom into existence. تعرفوا أحيانا ببعض المحلات بتشتي بيطلع الفطر بيطلع شكله كبير وهيك بيطلع كان النهار اللي قبله مش موجود. Mushrooms somehow they spring up very quickly. But that which springs up very quickly, one fears that it could disappear very quickly. In any case, with the Lord, it is from everlasting past. This is not like the rivers of Lebanon, which at least many of them, if not all of them, run dry in the summer. What does the Lord say? He says, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. نقشتك على كفية. Literally true in the case of the Lord Jesus. Literally true in his case. I have loved you with an everlasting love. The mountains. Isaiah chapter 50, and is it perhaps, and verse 10, Isaiah 50, let me see if I have the right verse. No, it's somewhere else, so I'm forgetting the reference. The mountains shall depart, but the covenant of my peace shall not depart. الأكام تزول, الجبال تزول. لكن عهد سلامي معكم لن يزول لن يزول. If my covenant with day and night can be broken, day follows night, night follows day. If this is broken, then also my covenant with you can be broken, says the Lord. إن أمكن أن ينكسر عهد الرب مع الليل والنهار, إنه الليل يتبع النهار والنهار الليل, فعندئذ ينكسر عهده للرب مع شعبه. Yea, I have loved thee. The word yea is a word of confirmation. A word of confirmation. Behold, what manner of love. انظروا what أية محبة أحبنا بها الآب. الآب لكي ندعى نحن أولاد الله. The appearance of the Lord of old, the everlasting love of which that appearance speaks. And then it says that I have drawn you with my loving kindness. It says in the book of Hosea, I have drawn them with the bands of love. جذبتن بشو بقيود المحبي بقيود المحبي. The Bible tells us where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I am chief. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. What did the Lord do? Psalm 40, it says, I waited patiently for him and tadar the Rab. He brought me out of the horrible pit. Sahabni min al-huwi wa min al-tin, and from the miry clay. He set my feet upon the rock. He has drawn me unto himself. Through his appearance, through his love, through his death, through his resurrection, through all that he did, he says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. In that last day, the great day of the feast, what did the Lord Jesus say? In John chapter 7 and verse 37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. If any man thirst, let him come unto me. He calls those who do not know him to come to a saving knowledge of him, to come in repentance, to come in faith. He calls his children who are far from him to return from their backsliding. Jeremiah 3 and verse 22, return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto you, for you are the Lord our God. The return, backsliding Jacob, Ya'ub, al-Fatir, Arja' min hal ibti'ad, Genesis 35 and verse 1, arise and go to Bethel, and make an altar to me there, where I appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. Return, backsliding Jonah, Yunin al-Fatir. Do you do well to be angry? Do you do well? Return, backsliding Peter. Irja ya Butrus al-Fatir. Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? The Bible says that he has raised us up together. Aqamana ma'an wa ajlasana ma'an fi as-samawiyat fi al-Masih Yasur. He wants us to be close to him at all times. Draw nigh to God. Iqtaribu min al-Rabb. Genesis chapter, not Genesis, James, sorry, chapter 4 and verse 8. The Song of Solomon says, draw me and we will run after thee. Ijzibni fanadhab wara'uka. Fanadhab wara'uka. Jeremiah 31 and verse 6. Arise, let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. With loving kindness he has drawn us. He draws us to himself to walk with him in this world. Then the time will come when he will draw us to himself beyond this world. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there he may be also. John chapter 12 and verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. My servant will be in the same place. I will draw him to myself, and him will my Father honor. The Lord has appeared. The Lord has spoken. The Lord has drawn. ظهر الرب وتكلم الرب وجذب الرب. طيب بالنهاية الرب عم يعمل كل هالاشياء. الانسان شو بيجاوب? What is our response? What do we say? What do we say? The Bible tells us, we were speaking of Peter, Lord, I'm a sinful man, depart from me. Don't be afraid, Peter. Follow me, and from henceforth, you will catch men. And they came to the shore, and they sold all the fish. It took them 2-3 days. They gathered all the money, And they put it in their pockets and they said, we'll follow the Lord Jesus. That the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says that they came to the shore and they left all. And they followed him. This is how they responded to his drawing. To his drawing. This is how Peter and Andrew and James and John responded. Ruth told Naomi, I'm going with you. Don't even think that it could be otherwise. Matfakri. Inno yikun al-amr mukhtalif. Inno yikun al-amr mukhtalif. Itai the Gittite, we mentioned him as well this morning. Wherever the king shall be, there also I will be. Where you go, that's where I'm going to be. This is how they responded. When the Lord appeared, when the Lord spoke, and when the Lord drew. When the Lord drew. Again, I will build thee. You will plant vines upon the mountains. Sing for gladness. I will gather from the farthest part of the earth the Lord's goodness. The Lord's goodness continually calls all men, saved and unsaved, to come unto him. He has appeared, he has spoken, and he has drawn. This is what he has done. What do we do? And if we have responded to this message, the Lord wants us to make it known, to share it with others, so that they also will hear his call. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness unto us. We thank you because of old you have appeared. We thank you because of old you have spoken. We thank you for an everlasting love, the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you because you draw us unto you. Through your word, through your spirit, using at various times, events and circumstances, according to your wisdom and your providence. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to see your appearing, to hear your voice. Help us, Lord, to respond to your drawings. We ask, Lord, that you would encourage and comfort the hearts of your children, and that you would help us to draw nigh unto you in this world where it is easy to follow from afar. We pray that you would speak to the hearts of those who do not know you yet as Savior. Help them to know that you have appeared, that you have spoken, and that you want to draw them from death unto life, from darkness unto light, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of your love. We pray that your name would be lifted up and glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.